owner trading insults and threats. The president on Twitter calls Kim a madman.
Kim's statement called the president deranged and vowed that he would pay dearly for his threat to destroy North Korea and that he's unfit to hold the prerogative of supreme command of a country.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. President Trump holds a campaign rally for Alabama Senator Luther Strange tonight.
I don't think there's going to be any difference at the end of this debate over who the person is most qualified to help the president make America great again.
Senator Strange in a debate with Republican primary challenger Roy Moore. He's running against what he calls the elite Washington establishment.
The problem is President Trump's being cut off in his office. He's being redirected.
Their runoff elections on Tuesday. Strange was appointed this year to Attorney General Jeff Sessions' Senate seat. Moore was Alabama's Chief Justice. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Some morning radio programs give you that eerie feeling of deja vu. Well, not this one. Wake up with Greg Budell.
It's Groundhog Day!
Jay Scott.
It's Groundhog Day!
Emily Hayes.
It's Groundhog Day!
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
It's Groundhog Day!
And Rich Thomas.
It's Groundhog Day!
So sit right back and enjoy a morning radio program that does not give you that eerie feeling of deja vu. Did I say that already?
Here we go again.
It's three men and a lady.
It's Groundhog!
We are the morning show that Alabama deserves.
Oh, jeez.
Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. On this first day of fall, though, time to crack out the sweaters and smell like cedar, right, Rich?
It's Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
If you're wearing sweatshirts this weekend, it will be sweaty, believe me. Sun and cloud mix today, and another hot summer day on this first day of fall with a high temperature up to about 92, steamy. Tonight's low 71. Random afternoon and evening storms are possible for a handful of lucky towns. I've got the rain chances somewhere in the 20 to 30% range. They'll fade out after dark tonight. And tomorrow, more widely scattered storms around. Most towns stay dry. With a high tomorrow and Sunday, upper 80s to around 90. Mostly sunny on Monday. It's going to be another hot day with a high around 89. In fact, this summer pattern continues all through next week until the first cool front arrives on Friday, actually it's Thursday night, and the second cool front arrives on Friday night, and it makes the following weekend absolutely gorgeous. So if you can hang out for about 7 or 8 more days of this steamy summertime weather, looks like we got something really nice to look forward to. Maria this morning is a Category 3, 125-mile-an-hour hurricane approaching the Turks and Caicos, about to make the big curve into the Atlantic. It will have an effect on the U.S. East Coast. The question is how much of an effect? Just a lot of waves and storm surge? Or will it have a direct effect? Watch my morning video this morning. Some of the spaghetti models are pretty interesting. So today, first day of fall. Go ahead. You want me to say it again? One more time? Autumnal equinox. Drink if you have one more swig. Drink. And northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies. 75 degrees now at 8:06. Bryson's Fine Jewelry in East Chase is offering antique estate jewelry, including diamonds, diamond engagement rings, Art Deco jewelry. They're the leading bridal jeweler in the River Region, including bridal sets, engagement rings, semi-mount rings, wedding bands, solitaires. Unique showroom, yeah. Stand there, just stare at the guys working. You can actually watch them working while you're doing your shopping over there at Bryson's Fine Jewelry by the jewelry professionals. You don't see that anymore. They also offer free, no-obligation diamond buying education courses. Ask them about that when you go in. As far as jewelry repairs, the only store in Alabama but with both a master jeweler and a master watchmaker certified in Rolex repair, and that is a big deal. Well, their family business has been around for over 100 years. 5 jewelers on site who eat, breathe, and sleep jewelry. Exceptional customer service, superior value, attention to detail, perfection, speed of service. You know, it's all at Bryson's Fine Jewelry. 8073 East Chase Parkway next to Costco. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 7.
All right, gang. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, Duncan and Son Predictathon is posted on my Facebook page. Let's see how many predictions we are up to.
78.
That's good.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Okay. Well, then let me take a look.
Don't do that.
We just agree different.
You missed by 20. We're at 58.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty good by 8 o'clock.
Hey, curious as to how many folks we've had call in this week.
Yeah. 70.
Person whose name I will not use.
Should I?
It's okay to say Rich.
Manage this Kim Jong-un Trump crisis
it's getting
here.
It's really, really stormy in here.
Dotard. Hard.
God.
Oh, man.
What? You looked that up, right? And that's an old English.
I didn't look it up. They said what it was on the Fox News, not this past one, but the one previous in the previous hour told us what it actually... It's dotard and not...
Dotard.
Yeah, and not dotard.
Hmm. Well, we're so used to, you know...
But I use dotard.
That inflection because... of the word we no longer commonly use
it
because it was offending people. That was one of the changes, by the way.
Dotard was defined as like being old and senile and, yeah.
We hope that whoever the dotard is that...
Nice strong stuff at him there. He's just mummified cat fertilizer.
Oh, Rich.
No, that's all he is, right?
You're just mummified cat fertilizer. That's all you are. That's all you are to me. Just you're 19 tons of mummified cat fertilizer.
19 tons.
Jolene, better start taking stuff away from me because I'm just going to keep throwing everything I can find except for my cell phone.
Jolene Roxbury sent the Roy Moore cookbook with all the different spellings in it, like Sturk and potatoes.
Kremberlayer.
Mersh Potatoes. Bernerner's split.
Bernerner's.
That's funny stuff. That's great. Because apparently the judge had a dotard do it. And by the way, Mark Fair, whose graphic design skills we greatly respect here, says that bust defies every...
He's exactly right, because it had to go through a process. It probably had to go through at least like 3 people.
Sure. Somebody wrote the copy.
Can I share a story?
Yeah.
Okay, so at this other station that I was working for in Mobile, our sister station was a sports station, and we got this huge broadcast bus, like a massive. We called
Purge.
It. I'm telling a story. We called it the Big Blue.
Yeah.
So anyway, what is wrong with you?
Funny. Finish. I want to hear about.
So we get it. We outfit it with all the broadcasting equipment and stuff like that, and then it goes to the painters.
Mm-hmm.
For the paint to be done, and the graphics to be put on it, the wrap. And it comes back, and it says, possessive, you're following the leader in sports. Instead of...
R-E?
No, it was R-E. Y-O-U-R? It said, you're following the leader in sports, instead of you are following the leader in sports. And so the bus, you know, we're all waiting for it. It was $250,000 bus. It pulls up to the station. We all go outside to look at it. You know, our engineer is just like, I'm so proud of this. We're going to take this down to Hangout and broadcast live, and it's going to be great. We're going to have everything we need right there. No more toting this, toting that, the hotline, the tie line, all that stuff. And we're all looking around it, and everybody's just losing their minds over how great the bus looks. I'm like, you guys?
But like you said...
But they were just so excited about it, I guess. They didn't notice it, and then, you know, I was like, hey, I know I'm the 7 to midnight girl, and I board up for the sports station, but this is not right.
And a lot of people were involved in making it happen.
So that had, like, that. How many eyes did that pass?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that got me.
Yeah,
anyway, roll tide. I told a story.
And that seems to be happening a lot, by the way. It's just like if you read news stories on prestige websites like Fox News.
Right.
The misspellings, the grammatical errors, the poorly written... It's unbelievable.
There's some stuff that just doesn't even make sense to read. But I will say, clever move for Democrat dude's campaign to buy that domain name.
Deserves.
If Bob Hall was here right now, he would talk about how writing is a lost art in journalism now.
It truly is.
It used to be what set you apart, and now nobody cares.
I read some stuff from, you know, I'm not going to say it. I just really question some people's education.
Speaking of writing, you got a column due, don't you, there?
I promised I would. In fact, I think I'm going to call it Florida. See it like a dotard. I did one years ago that was kind of similar to that, you know, these trips and how I always managed to make them more adventurous with some of the things I do. But I did one thing yesterday. I'm very glad. Let me just see if there's audio with this Roxbury cut here.
Jolene's hilarious.
Well, apparently, it's not going to play off that. Okay. Maybe we can get it to play off Facebook. Let me close that out.
We've got dial-up.
Yeah. I tried to share it to the top of the page, and it wouldn't let me. Purdy. Derlicious GURPS.
GURPS.
Vergeber Lazernier.
Sturk.
Verturters. Kermberler.
Man.
Well, that's funny stuff.
Derlicious GURPS.
And Jolene, if you're listening down there in LA, send me that in a file I can post to my page because that deserves. Top billing. That's it's great stuff. Did one other thing yesterday prior to this. See?
I see that.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
I went for, I wanted, you know, for maximum endurance.
Can you?
For a 10.5 hour.
For a drive.
It could be complicated.
I'm not talking about that endurance thing we did last hour.
No.
I think it'd be complicated by convoys of trucks and things that are still running mm-hmm. stuff to Florida. Convoys of garbage trucks trying to get stuff out. You know, it's going to be months before they get all the tree debris up. So anyway, I wanted to be ready for whatever is tossed my way and not have to spend a night somewhere. So if I got to be in the rogue for 12 hours, I'll be in it. But I went and got IV vitamin therapy designed to boost energy and continue the effort with...
Could you set me up for one day next week?
I will be happy to do that.
I mean, I've asked you, but that's cool.
I'll set everybody up.
Can we go as a family?
There's three chairs, Maybe. So somebody would be left out.
You know he's not going to leave Prattville for anything not work-related. If it doesn't directly affect Jay's paycheck, he's not going to be.
All right, I will set it up for, like, well, now, when can you go?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm very flexible.
Oh, no, you work all day.
No, you stay.
I do work all day, dadgummit. I do. And sometimes I don't have a really great lunch break. And sometimes my coworkers go to Seafood Bistro and get lunch for themselves and not even think about an old lady.
By the way.
Sometimes old lady hits the people that want to go to places with them. And
it's only when you screw up do you get hit. So stop screwing up.
So, by the way, are you staying till 9 or
did you talk to the Godfather?
I guess not then.
Well, we can leave the building together then.
It's going to be J and I.
Well, okay, see, now...
But it'll be peaceful.
I want to finish what I was saying about infusion.
Oh, sorry.
No. It's this does work, and here's the best part.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you know, those hour-long energy drinks and stuff, those can make you feel like a little bit wired up, uncomfortably so. You Absolutely. May have the energy, but it comes with a very unpleasant side effect. This is a very natural energy boost, and the best way to describe the difference is you know what you got in front of you, and you just have it. It's right there to keep you getting through the list of things you need. Yesterday, getting ready, I was able to knock out all the stuff I had to get done at home, and it's a very comfortable feeling. The difference being that this IV vitamin therapy, and they offer it in a number of different formulas depending on what you want to achieve. When you take vitamins orally, your digestive system bypasses a lot of what you're taking. Most of the good stuff just goes right on through to the exit. With IV vitamin therapy, it all gets directly into you. And it only takes, yesterday I was in and out, and I did a cryo session too. I was out in 20 minutes.
Hmm.
So call them at 296-1662 and set yourself up for a great experience in better feelings, more energy, weight loss, whatever you want to accomplish. And ask about cryotherapy and laser therapy, too, if you're suffering from some type of an acute pain that just won't go away. The number for infusion is 296-1662, 296-1662. And by the way, if Saturday is the only day you can do these things, they're open from 9 to noon. But make an appointment. Alan?
Greg?
Yes?
Says Don.
Yes.
Oh, Don. I'm sorry. I need to clean my glasses.
Do you need to drive to Florida today?
Where?
What?
Don?
Okay. I just wanted her to be through before I said anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think hers team. I think she's through.
Greg, I want to ask you a question, then Rich, if it's okay.
Okay.
When are you going down there?
In about 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He's about to leave pretty soon.
Okay, well, please be very careful.
Thank you.
And please let your daughter know how much we care about her up here.
Well, she has seen and felt that so many different times, you know, going all the way back. Well, the thing that really made her aware of it was when her class was doing that project early in the year, and the people here basically made that happen. Mm-hmm. They couldn't believe it. So she says, I finally understand what you're talking about, Dan.
Okay. And when are you coming back?
Monday. I mean, I won't be back here Monday.
He'll be driving back on Monday.
Driving Monday.
I'll make sure I'm awake.
Yeah. Well,
like I say, be careful and be anxious to hear your report.
Yeah.
In the first hand.
He loves that stretch on I-10, though.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I-10 is so boring.
Yeah, I know. I know. It is.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
It's the most boring interstate ever.
Yeah, it really is. It's just... Well, maybe there'll be some interesting debris to see or something this time. Who knows?
What you happened. Got another question for Rich?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Rich, of course, you're my first go-to every morning for weather.
Oh, I appreciate
that. And there's a couple of others I check.
Okay.
I wanted your opinion. I was showing these spaghetti models, mm-hmm. and some of them sometimes will show the Navy's spaghetti model.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And... seems like it's always a lot different from the other ones. I just wanted your opinion on that. And
I do watch the I watch that model too. Not as much as I used to. I'll tell you, this year the European is just hands and fist above every other model. But the Navy model, and I think this. Let's get to the heart of your question. I think what you're saying is, why are they different? Some of them have a different. They all have a different recipe. They all start out with the same data, but they have a different recipe. And the Navy has a different mission than other So in other words, that model is probably more designed to the maritime type influences that they need in the Navy. But each model is a little bit different as far as the coding and the way it's written.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean...
Sometimes the Navy model is very, very good, but other models are better on tropical stuff. Now, the Navy model may be better on other things besides tropical storms, but sometimes the Navy model wins out there, too.
Well, you know, that sounds kind of strange since their home is on the water.
Well, that's true, but it's just a different. It's just a different recipe, and I don't think it's as intricate. I know it's not as intricate as the European, which is the best model on Earth, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, all right. I appreciate the information.
Thanks,
thank you. I appreciate
the good words. And finally, legal in local hearts, yeah. Chad.
Man, you guys had me laughing so hard this morning. Oh my gosh, the cat back was on. I about wrecked the car because I was waiting for Jay to kind of make up with Emily there, and all of a sudden he starts talking about 19 tons
of dead kittens,
which I call a catastrophe.
A catastrophe.
A catastrophe.
I see.
Oh my God. Hey, Rich, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Seething.
Are they gonna replace? What was the big dance that they had a number of years ago with the Chinese guys, Macarena? No, it was Macarena. That's not Chinese guy. Are they going to replace the Macarena with the Fujiwara now?
Are you talking about Gangnam Style?
That too. But the Fujiwara has got to be
Fujiwara. He's talking about the effect two hurricanes have on each other.
Oh, okay.
In other words, when they're within a certain proximity, they have an effect on each other.
Like Jose and Maria. Yeah, and
what I meant was that I don't think he meant the Macarena. I think he meant Gangnam Style. But
I get that, definitely. I think Jose and Maria are going to hook up, dude.
Well, Jose is going to be a big player in Maria's steering, and in a good way, it's going to help the United States. So thank you, Jose.
Let's hope it gets out of there.
It's the longest lasting tropical system since 1980, Jose is.
How many days has it been?
17 days now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Feels like 45 million.
I know.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Real happy for you and your daughter and her to be husband. Real happy for you guys. And I hope that you can have a great time this weekend. And take a lot of Kleenex with you, you know, so that you, because I know who you are, but I know you just got to be proud, excited, everything else. So safe trip to you. Have a great time. Drink it in.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Take care.
Full right, report bye. When I get back Tuesday. Come on, Emily. I'll watch you.
Okay.
Watch out for this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Not you, too.
Emily has left the building.
You're supposed to be my friend.
I am your friend. I'm your best friend. Richard J. will wrap it up next.
What are we going to talk about, Jay?
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. You may have heard about the Moore Strange debate yesterday. While it had its moments, it was hard to top the misspelling on Roy Moore's campaign bus. When it arrived, a Moore website on the side, AlabamaDeservesMoore.com, was misspelled. Deserves was spelled D-E-R-S-E-R-V-E-S. Ouch. It was later fixed with a red decal placed over the offending R. Montgomery County Schools gearing up to fight bullying. Now a bullied student can text NOBULLY to 444-999 along with their info, the person bullying's name, and what school they attend. It'll all be sent to Helping Montgomery Family Initiatives, who will follow up on the bully. And Montgomery police found the body of a teenage boy on West South Boulevard yesterday. No signs of foul play. The exact cause of death will be determined by forensics. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Two accidents to tell you about. 6000 Vaughn Road, an accident with injury. That's in the area of King's Table Catering. And then now Cherry Hill at Troy Highway. That not listed with any injuries. Just be very careful as you head through that area. Enroll now for classes at Trenum State Community College. Complete the admissions and financial aid process before September 28th. Classes begin on October 13th. Call 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Imagine if you only did one thing. You'd probably be pretty good at it.
The lady who made it only does wedding cakes.
I can tell. It's amazing.
It's the same with women's health care. That's why the UAB Medicine Multi-Specialty Clinic at Baptist Medical Center South is proud to welcome its first specialist for breast health and breast cancer.
This could not have come at a better time.
Mom is going to be so relieved.
If it's breast cancer, our female breast specialist, Dr. McWhite, will provide you with a full range of options that include mastectomy with immediate reconstruction, breast-conserving surgery, and more. She'll be with you every step of the way to help you make the best decision for your lifestyle. The UAB Multi-Specialty Clinic even offers advanced services like genetic counseling, and that's important to women who have breast cancer in their family. So for advanced breast health, call the UAB Multi-Specialty Clinic at Baptist South today at 334-613-7070, and let's get you better together.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Equal time.
It's so quiet in here.
It's so quiet. Yes, it is.
It's quiet. It's peaceful.
There's Greg has departed.
Greg has left the building.
Emily has gone as well.
Emily has gone as well.
So,
all we're left with is 19 tons of...
bunch of dead cats.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what, you got something special on your show tomorrow? What's going on?
No.
So that's tomorrow at 3 o'clock right here.
Yep. 4, but no. Oh,
4.
Yeah, no. No, there's nothing special that I know of for the show tomorrow. So, what, anyway, yeah, it's just me and Rich here to fill up the rest of your time.
Fill up.
Yeah.
We are going to occupy.
We're going to occupy the next 30 minutes for you.
Good reason for you to touch that dial.
Now we are going to draw for the prizes at the end of the show, which we've got. If you haven't called this week, you might want to do that.
Let's get
to get in. But if you have called, your name's already in there. I got 71 names.
Yay!
Already, it was a big week. You didn't get back in until what, Thursday?
I was back Thursday.
I guess, yeah. So. The football games, the Auburn game, not really the Auburn game, but just the whole, I've said this before, how fast the fans, but yeah. I wouldn't necessarily call you the fans. You're basically the people that keep the thing going and just not pleased with your coach.
Yeah.
Not to get into sports talk. I mean, it was this or the debate.
That's
so
the evening
one.
Game, but the CBS game is at 2:30 without Gary. I mean, with Gary, but without Vern.
Without Vern,
Vern,
yeah.
Lundquist after all these years. It's going to be so weird because...
Is it? Because I thought everybody hated him anyway.
Well, no, I know. I know. He was irritating and he would say the wrong team's name.
Yeah.
And but he was Vern and he was part of our lives on Saturday afternoon and now he's... I forget the name of the guy. He's been around for a long time, but I forget the guy who's taken over. But Gary will still be there. So that's on CBS tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, the national game.
Now, outside of the whole bus thing with the deserved written on the side of it, did you take in any of that last night?
I did not hear.
It was early enough that I could, 5:30, which is a very odd time.
Yeah, but it just didn't click in my mind at that moment. Yeah. I was watching all the nightly newscasts. Because I wanted to see what was going on in Puerto Rico, I was going to say something about that.
Because News and Views is coming up.
It got on the Fox News.
It did. It got on the Fox News thing. Of course, the president. I thought the president was coming into town. He's not coming here. He's coming into Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was happening tomorrow, but apparently, according to the debate last night, according to Luther, who. After an hour of it, I found out is just really, really, really good friends with Trump.
With the president.
Yes. Yeah. They're very good friends. Mm-hmm. They know each other very well. Apparently, Trump has no idea who Roy Moore is, according to the debate last night.
But Sarah Palin was here for Roy, huh?
Yes. She was here last night with the Gorka guy.
Yeah.
And then, which oddly, here's a strange thing. Yeah. The Gorka guy was... At one time, working on the campaign for Trump, didn't stop, doing the support for him, but Trump is endorsing Strange. However, they were here to support Moore.
More Strange.
So, yeah, anyway.
did we pick up the broadcast from...
We did.
From another entity?
It aired live here.
Okay. Public television doing it or something?
I don't know where we pulled the feed from, but we got the feed and we aired it here on this radio station with commentary afterwards.
Yeah,
from Barron and Joey.
Barron and Joey were here.
Yeah, Jim Nance is the new guy on CBS.
Okay,
according to Rick Walker.
Jim Nance. Yeah, he's been around for a while. That's 5 minutes.
All right, that knocked out 5 minutes. Good to go. I don't have anything. Did you have anything left over from your stuff this morning? Because
no,
I don't have any papers.
I have his prep. That TCS, which is called the complete sheet.
Yeah,
some of that stuff.
I don't know if there's anything in there to cover.
I haven't seen anything yet, but I'll let you know.
Yeah.
We did the Game of the WWE thing. We mentioned that.
It's not going to work. If Joey was here, we'd talk wrestling. But it's not going to. They've never.
Explain to everybody what we're talking about.
The WWE is trying to branch out and do sitcoms or something. They want to do some. They want to do some comedy, or they want to do stuff based on stuff that already exists, but put wrestlers in it or something like that.
Did you say they tried it before?
Well, they've tried to do not necessarily experimental programming, but they branched out. They don't want to just stick to wrestling, but they'll put their wrestlers in movies and things like this that they help finance and get a production credit on. But some of the movies that they pick are not like big blockbusters. Some of their best have been horror movies. Horror movies do pretty well for them. Mm-hmm. But when they try to go to the action genre, it's like direct-to-video crap that comes out, that sort of thing.
Oh, I've got a program note for this weekend.
Do you?
I'm excited about.
Yes.
It's Star Trek Discovery.
Is that tonight or tomorrow?
It's Sunday night.
Well, Sunday.
On the CBS television network. Now, they're only going to do the first one on
CBS. They're actually going to broadcast the first one.
First one on CBS television, and then from there, it's going to be on their digital site.
Right, yeah. The subscription service that you have to sign
up for. If you're wondering, folks, is where this fits in, is it past Discovery, the Next Generation? No, as a matter of fact, it's 10 years before the original Star Trek series, you know, with Captain Kirk and everything. Mm-hmm. So it exists 10 years, which is for a very short period of time, before Star Trek. So interesting to see what the Enterprise will be like. I know there's a Vulcan on there, and we've been waiting for this for 2 years.
Star Trek fans have been waiting for it for two years.
And it's Sunday night on CBS, and I think it airs at 7:30. Barring any sports overrun on
Sunday.
That's
true.
Night.
They always do the sports stuff.
That screws up my DVR.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Oh, jeez.
But hey, you can watch it on their app afterwards. Yep. So. Let's see. You want to do some weather?
I can do it. Yeah.
All right.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
So yesterday was the last full day of summer. We had 94. Today, on the first day of fall, we're cooler at 92.
Boy, what a relief.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be like a winter day.
Get that
bundle up, kids.
Get the sweaters out. 3:02 p.m., the autumnal equinox, if you one more gulp. Sun and cloud mix today with a steamy day and a high temperature again in the lower 90s. Tonight's low 71 with scattered random afternoon and evening storms. If you're lucky, it'll cool down some lucky communities. They'll fade out after dark. For tomorrow and Sunday, upper 80s to around 90, widely scattered, fairly isolated afternoon and evening storms. A lot of towns will stay dry. Feels still like summertime right on through, not only through Sunday, but Monday. I think we're in the low 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Late next week, the first stage cool front arrives sometime during the day Thursday, knocking down the temperature a few degrees Friday. And the second stage cold front, it's going to come in just two blocks, comes in Friday, and that means Saturday and Sunday, highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s.
Now you're talking my language,
there
man.
There you go. As this is where Greg would play bit nipply. And this morning, with northeast winds at 5 miles per hour, clear skies, 75 degrees now at 839.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
How's your plumbing working this morning? Let me talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Lequire. Now, you've heard the name Lequire for years. Maybe you've used him for AC and heating. In fact, I started using them for AC and heating, and still do, but they've been around doing that since 1976. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none in the liver region. In the liver region.
The liver region.
Right here in the liver region. And aren't you glad to live here? In the liver region.
The liver region.
One thing you might want to consider is a whole house plumbing inspection. They came in my house, which was built in 1994. They check everything up, down, in, and out on your plumbing to see if there's any lurking problem, something that's going to cause and be a big problem right down the line. And they found out that my place, fortunately, was okay. But the neighbors across the street, not okay. They came home to a flood when pipes busted on their water heater that had corroded, and it was just a mess. So check out that whole house plumbing inspection. As they say at Plumbing by Lequire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Lequire. You know, they never charge overtime. They're available 24/7, and they're great folks. They're very courteous as well. So call 264-9666 or visit them at acbylequire.com and click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's looking fairly decent. The most traffic I'm seeing right now on the campus of Alabama State University Everything else around the boulevard, around the interstate systems, everything else looking real good. You can do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza, shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, Shoe Carnival, Cato, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now, a minute with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Hello, America, stupid people. It's Kim Jong-un. You're scared? You know who really scared? Japan. You see me shoot missile over them? Bet they're peeing on themselves. That's what you laugh. You see me on YouTube pointing at your cities? You scared? You see me tore my nuclear plant? Everything looking real good. Like Kim Kardashian behind. That look real nice. Some of you Americans pretty. Most of you ugly though. Like Hillary Clinton. She's still crying about losing election to clown face Trump. Hillary Clinton a joke. Is Bill still dating interns? I'm dating four right now. Need to choose missus. Must go. Hashtag kiss my butt.
That was a minute with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here with my friends over at Mattress Firm talking about that semi-annual sale, which is back right now at Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale. What that means is your favorite mattresses are on sale. Not only are the top brand names on sale, right now you'll get an additional 10% off. For example, get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress, now just $454.99 plus. Get an additional 10% off. There's something for everyone because there are 15 queen mattresses at Mattress Firm right now under $699.99. Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top Queen mattresses starting at just $299.99. And did you know 2 out of 3 people choose the Dream Bed Luxe over the other leading memory foam mattresses? Costs $1,000 less, has cooling technology, and you can sleep at the perfect temperature when you get the new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. Nobody sells comfort for less. Nobody sells cool comfort for less. Only at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Attention, truck buyers. It's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing. And Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. And Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Bonafide buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 13.88 monthly for 1,000 finance, all sales plus tax. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery police found the body of a teenage boy on West South Boulevard, west of Clover Lane. The body was discovered around 8 a.m. yesterday. Police say there were no signs of foul play. The exact cause of death will have to be determined by forensics. Montgomery County schools are gearing up to fight bullying. Now a bullied student can text "no bully" to 444-999 along with their info, the person bullying's name, and what school they attend. The details are sent to Helping Montgomery Families Initiative, who will follow up on the bully. And you may have heard about the Moore Strange debate yesterday. While it had its moments, it was hard to top the misspelling on Roy Moore's campaign bus. When it arrived, it had a Moore website, AlabamaDeservesMoore.com, misspelled. Deserves was spelled D-E-R-S-E-R-V-E-S. That was later fixed with a decal placed over the offending R. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Blows His Leaves in the Neighbor's Yard.
Mr. Blows His Leaves in the Neighbor's Yard.
Every year, you're faced with a nearly impossible task. Getting all the leaves out of your yard and into your neighbor's yard as efficiently as possible.
A labor of love now.
Your only mission, transfer these unwanted tree parts into another perimeter before the wife gets home.
Then it's back to the couch now.
Should you intentionally blast them over the fence with a traditional leaf blower? Or mow them and blow them with the oops, how did that happen riding mower?
Honest mistake now.
So go ahead. Watch as your neighbor digs himself out of his house and hacks his way through your complimentary autumn landscape. Because after all, with any luck, a heavy snow will make the transfer of decorative foliage permanent.
Mr. Blows His Leaves in the Neighbor's Yard.
Nothing we got to worry about for a while.
No. Fall comes late here.
I mean, yeah, it comes the same time everybody else gets it. It just doesn't actually, the feeling of it doesn't get here
exactly
until Christmas.
And summer starts early. You know, on the first day of summer, it's just like, yeah, what else? I mean, it's been summer here for a couple of months. So I guess Mars is coming back, the Mars bars. Do you remember the Mars bars?
I don't. I know the name of them, and I think I remember what they look like, but I don't remember what was in them.
It's akin to a Snickers, you know?
Okay.
And the Mars Chocolate Company. But anyway, they stopped selling it 15 years ago, but the original recipe is coming back from 1932, which calls for high-end milk chocolate, nougat, whatever that is, and toasted almonds. And they're going to be selling them for $3 a bar. If you're interested, you can go online.
Is that higher or lower than normal?
That's higher. That's
I don't know.
For a Mars bar, $3.
I haven't bought anything like that in a long time.
Ethel M. Chocolates is where you can get that online. And now, on this radio program, we try to bring you the most important information. You know, we talk about hurricanes. We talk about
dead cats.
Whales.
Yeah,
you've probably been wondering about the top 10 beers that make you burp the most.
That was in the conversation last night during the debate. And
well, I've got the answer here. The top 10 beers that make you burp the most. Now, let me look at what they said here. This has to do with they tested 31 beers, and they measured the CO2 that each one has. The more CO2, the more burps. So the burpiest beers, and we're going to start at number 10. This is one I haven't heard from. Kronenbourg, do you know?
Mm-mm.
You don't know that one? Okay. Beck's is number 9. Number 8 in burpiest beers, Sam Adams. Number 7, Foster's. Number 6, another beer I haven't heard from. I don't know this beer. Pilsner Urquell?
No idea. Okay. I'm not a beer guy, so I have no idea.
Yeah. Heineken's number 5. Now, Bud Light came in number 4 on this list, although people who tasted it said it tasted fizzier than any beer in the top 10, all right? So Bud Light is in the number 4 position. At number 3, Corona. Move it up the charts. Yeah, and here we go. We have a tie at number 2.
Really?
With Stella and Coors Light. And the number 1 make you burp beer is Budweiser.
Okay.
When I was 19, all the kids memorized. This is the famous Budweiser beer we know of, no Rand brewed by any brewer. It's cost so much to brew and age. Our exclusive beechwood aging produces a taste of smoothness and a drinkability you will find in no other beer. Kids do that.
Why did you memorize
that? It was just a stupid thing that you would do. You know, that's the little saying on the...
That goes across the label type
thing? Exactly.
Okay.
You know, when you're a teenager.
Yeah. All right, we've got another look at traffic coming up, and then we're going to draw for our weekly prizes.
Let's get nuts.
Yeah, I don't know where that's at either.
Oh, you don't know where that one is? Oh, no!
We've got the Tucker...
I'm walking out now.
I know, exactly. We got the Tucker Pecan, and then we got the Don Duncan, and then we got the Clark's Club, and if you called this week... There's a very good chance your name might be called out here as we draw from all 71 people who have called us this week on the morning show.
Hey, Greg, text us and tell us where Let's Get Nuts is.
I'm going to look during the break here, see if I can't find it. I found the drum roll.
Okay.
So I got that.
All right. Good,
but now
good.
I've got to do the thing where I have to jump through and hoops and find the...
There's a he's got a computer screen in front of him, and there are 900. You listen to Greg. You listen to all the drops, all the sounds, all the sound effects, and there are 900 of them. And Greg knows, and within a fraction of a second, can get to any one of them. I don't
he knows exactly where everything is.
Yep.
And I don't know where any of this stuff is. So I'm going to get busy looking for these when we come back. We're going to draw those winners in just a moment. We've got traffic coming up next and more on the way on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Start your morning out right with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9 only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic things seem to have settled very nicely as we run into the end of rush hour for this morning. Everything is all good all around the capital city. Interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s, all the major roadways are all clear. At the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter, take a test drive, then register to win a tailgating package. How about a tent, chairs, t-shirts, coolers, and more? No purchase necessary at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery. From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event, like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what, when you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that. because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, Rich has the basket full of numbers. I've got the hotkeys that are there.
You found them?
Well, I found the nuts one. However, on the same page, there's three.
Okay.
I have no idea which one's going to be which.
Okay.
We're just going to randomly do it and see which one we get.
Oh, this will be fun.
So, let's draw for the $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan.
All right. The
Here
number
we go.
Is 27.
27. That belongs to Ken P.
Kemp.
I don't know. Where's the applause thing? I don't know where that's at. I don't have anything. Just do it. Yeah.
Thanks, Ken P. Kemp.
There it is.
Now, what did he win?
He won a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan.
Yep.
And, okay, here we go. Remember the next time your family says,
let's get nuts! Let's get nuts!
Let's get nuts!
All three of them.
That's why I come to work on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Baron likes let's get nuts, too.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Ken P. Okay, so.
All right, here, you ready?
Next prize is the works from Don Duncan, which the family was in here earlier when we did the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon.
A number that is...
Let me go to the drum roll again.
The number is 69.
69 is... Wow, it's somebody who just called recently. It is Tom W. Tom W., you got yourself the works at Don Duncan. They'll do everything over there for your car.
Let's get tires.
Yep, let's get tires. We don't have that one, but yeah. Let's get tires. All right, and then our final grand prize drawing is like $100-some-odd value, Clark's Club membership.
Wow!
It's our biggest prize that we give away, and our winner
number
is...
six.
Number six, going all the way back to the beginning of the week when Rich was not
I
even
was not
here.
Either. I didn't hear this caller.
That goes to Teacher.
Teacher.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody's name was Teacher.
All right. Teacher.
So, yeah, congratulations. You just got yourself the Clark's Club. So, you guys come by, call in, whatever, let us know, and we'll have that stuff waiting for you downstairs.
4.
That is it. We made it through the 30 minutes.
We filled time.
Exactly. That's all we did. Let's fill time.
It's been a good two grueling 2-day week.
Yeah, I know. News and Views is coming up next. They're going to be talking about the debate.
Not on the agenda.
That was the debate is not on the agenda? Okay.
More strange.
So what deserves talking about?
No, we'll talk about it. We were here last night till, what time did we leave? 8 o'clock? Yeah.
Greg had a funny post from Jolene Roxbury on there. It was the Roy Moore cookbook. And there was delicious
Sterk
gerps.
Sterk and potatoes?
Hurting.
Because they're deserves.
Yeah.
Or deserves.
A Bernerna split.
How did that not get caught in editing?
Mashed potatoes.
On the side of the bus in like
it has to
400
go through,
font.
It has to go through so many different steps. Somebody had to write it.
I know.
Someone had to, you know, create it.
But you know, the Luther cookbook
would
have been empty.
Hey, Fox News ran a cut at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock this morning from the debate.
Did they really? So they're still here.
Yeah.
You mean they ran one from last night?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it B-roll or was it somebody actually there?
It was Luther and Roy just doing the debate.
Okay.
Just some clips from each of them.
Pretty interesting. You know, their little 1-minute newscast that airs on 8 million stations.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
All right, News and Views is coming up next. We're out. We'll be back on Monday. Gregless. He will be back on Tuesday.
Oh, no!
I know. We got to do this for 3 hours next on
stretch,
Monday.
Stretch!